the problem. Picture yourself as a missionary to the Muslim nation of Senegal, West Africa. The date, September 26, 2002. About a year prior, you befriended your neighbor Abdul Injai, a Muslim merchant. Only a few weeks ago, he graciously accepted your invitation to study the Bible with you. You are thrilled. Abdul is the first Muslim with whom you have begun sharing the good news. Today, you prepare to explore another portion of God's Word with him. But something terrible has happened. You cannot believe what you are hearing and seeing on the news. The Jola, a Senegalese ferry, has capsized, killing almost 2,000 people. You remember that Abdu's wife, Astu, and his 14-year-old daughter, Fatu, are on that ship. You are in shock and cannot believe what you are seeing. A ship's underside sticking up out of the sea, with helicopters hovering overhead. You hurry next door. As you knock on the door, you hear deep groans and wailing. You slowly enter. Abdu is prostrate on the floor. He pleads before Yalla, Wolo for Allah. Why, how could you let this happen? He goes into spasms of weeping, beating his hands against the floor. Feeling utterly helpless, you pray, God, help me comfort my friend. Abdu lifts his eyes, hardly able to recognize you for the tears. My wife and daughter have died a terrible death. Tell me I will see them again. Tell me they are safe in God's arms. Has your Jesus taken them to his heaven? You are lost for words. The silence is deafening. Answer me, Christian. Will I see them again? Are they in a better place? Tell me! You remain speechless. What can you say? Where is the good news when you need it most?